one thing I've learned since I've moved to this senior campus is no matter where I order from, no matter FedEx, UPS, Postal Service, even once I had a package delivered from DHL, I make sure that when the package is delivered, I must show ID and I must sign for the package. If I'm not there to do it, don't leave the package. That's what I do now with everything. And that's happened with me with the Postal Service, USPS. I was waiting for an important gizmo. We'll just simply call it a radio. And it's out for delivery. Mail truck's here. Meet him downstairs, and he's got these boxes and packages. And he goes, "You have a package?" I said, "Yes." And I have my ID with me in my hand and everything. And he goes, "Well, there's no packages for your unit, my number." I said, "Huh." And I showed him what it's showing on my phone, the printout or the screen. He goes, "I don't have it." And I said, "Well, whose truck is it on?" He goes, "I don't know." So I start calling Madison Heights because I have their numbers, and I say, "Okay, blah, 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 blah." They found out that a whole series of packages were put out on the wrong truck. And when all the trucks got back or when these mistakes were made, a young lady, probably about the size of, I know, I think your wife is petite, Sean, and my girlfriend's petite, comes with all these boxes for my building, and she's carrying them. She doesn't have them on a cart. She doesn't have them on a two-wheeler. But she shows up at like 9 o'clock at night, and she goes, "I'm so sorry about what happened. It's not, you know, they all everything got on the wrong truck, and I'm out delivering all these boxes. I got about 50 packages I got to deliver." And I felt so sorry for, you know. But, yeah, it's that kind of mistakes, too. I mean, mistakes happen, but, you know, I don't know. But like I said, I've had good luck with FedEx simply because I just make sure everything is accounted for. And I think that's probably why I've had the good luck over the years. Because like I said, when I started with them, I started with them more on a business side than I did on a personal side. Steve, over to you.
Well, I think part of it is that, like, they use the United States Postal Service, Amazon, they call that, last mile delivery. So when you see these carriers change over, it has something to do with it. It's like this is last delivery. It went somewhere, then it went somewhere else, and then it came back or something like that, because they have to do with the day of the week they decided that they could deliver it on a Sunday, which there's no reason it had to be delivered on a Sunday, but so it, it looks kind of silly when you track the package. But, yeah, some of it has to do with that last mile delivery, and I think when Trump or something came in here, the Postal Service was saying that the government was getting raked over the coals, or used some other choice words, but I'm not sure what the status of that stuff is, what they call last mile, son.
Connected to CMN Network.